So Amari Cooper, Dade County kid, you know what I'm saying, plays for the Oakland Raiders going into his third season. We've seen big starts from Amari Cooper each of his first two seasons. Then he falls off in the second half. Yesterday I was reading a report where they were like, this kid looks like a different player. He's bulked up this season. Not to mention the fact that I think David Carr said he's playing with that dog in him now. What do you think about Amari Cooper going into 2017? Right now I got him ranked as my – I just found out why you went to Denver too, Rick. I got Cooper ranked as my wide receiver. I got Cooper ranked as my wide receiver 10, Rick. What do you think?
I think 10's not bad. He said that not Amari bad. Cooper was a dog out there. He said he was going up and getting it, and they were laughing at how easy he was making it look at, just abusing Oakland defensive backs. Not to mention Oakland had one of the worst defensive backfields in the season, but that's a whole other thing. Amari Cooper's going to be a stud next year, but I'm not sure that it's going to be the breakout top five fantasy year that we're looking at. I think 10 to 20 is a little bit more reasonable. You look at Cooper's numbers last year, he had 6 double-digit scoring games, but he also had 6 games where he had less than 6 points. Now, a lot of that could be because of Carr's injury in the later half of the season, the volatility of the offense with Michael Crabtree splitting targets, but I don't know what Marshawn Lynch is going to do to that offense and their identity. Because if they become a more physical team, then Cooper's going to see less touches. But I do think the opportunities are there, and if he starts abusing defensive backs one-on-one, it could be like a Julio Jones situation where this dude's just going to catch everything on the field and become a stud for the whole season.
Who do you like better, Amari Cooper for this season, Amari Cooper or Brandon Cooks?
I think I like Amari Cooper. I don't think that's close. I think Brandon Cooks is on the most volatile offense in all of fantasy football. We never know what the Patriots are going to do week to week. And Brandon Cooks, to me, he takes the top off the defense, but he's mostly a straight line wide receiver. I'm interested to see how the Patriots are planning on using him, but I can't be sold that he's going to be the number one guy catching all the targets that he did in a Drew Brees offense, which is where we're pulling these Cooks projections.
Yeah, but I got to cut you off there. Look, he was getting 78 catches last year, almost 1,200 yards. Pretty much kind of look what Amari Cooper did. And Michael Thomas emerged as the number one guy there. The Patriots brought him in. This is Tom Brady. I know he's going to be 40. He hasn't slowed down. I think you're going to see at least what he did last year. I think Cook's floor is last season. I'm not saying he's going to blow up, but that possibility does exist. I mean, the thing with Cooper is the Michael Crabtree factor. I think Cooper on talent is, but now maybe year three is that growth year. Maybe that does happen, but I would say this. I'm moving him up my board. Probably after, I mean, Doug Baldwin's number 9 for me after the Big 8 wide receivers. Okay. I have a Big 8, and Doug Baldwin's my, like, safety guy. Number 10 is probably Cooper. I'm going to be honest with you. But because I'm going to take him over Dez this year. I am going to do that.
Okay. Wow. That's fine.
I've moved him up. I want him over DeAndre.
But that's tactics. That's based on what the offense has run. You just know he's going to have more opportunities.
Well, I mean, Dez is the passing game in Dallas.
Yeah.
But like I said, the only thing holding Cooper back is Michael Crabtree, in my opinion. He's not going to get that touchdown share. He's got to get those touchdowns outside the 20.
Definitely.
Especially with, you know, now you got Lynch. Yeah, I mean, Crabtree's proven that. Jared Cook, a.k.a. Bigfoot, you know, maybe he does something.
Stays healthy. Yeah. Just to put a top on that.
That's what Corey calls him.
Bigfoot for Jared Cook. That's
because we've always heard about the talent, but we haven't seen it. It's like a UFO. Perfect. George, what do you think getting in here? What do you think of Rick's opinion on Amari Cooper? And where do you have him ranked at, George?
I actually have Cooper one spot ahead of Cook, so I have 11 and 12 there. So we're splitting hairs here. I think Cooks is somewhat of a gamble here because of the Patriots' offense. A lot of mouths to be fed there. Gronk's got to get his catches. Edelman's got to get his catches. Cook's got to get his catches. Is Cook's more the big play guy? So, listen, that Patriots are going to run through the NFL again. They're going to score 1,000 points. I'm not worried about Cooks, but I do have Cooper one spot high. I think maybe he's more the focal point. I do worry about Cooper, though, as well. Crabtree seems to be Carr's favorite target in the red zone. You know, I don't care what they're saying now, how great he looks. Everybody looks great in June.
Yep.
Mm. I mean, really? Oh, no, he's terrible. He ate too much McDonald's in the offseason. Can't run the 40. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I saw Kelvin
Nobody
Benjamin.
Ever looks terrible now.
I think Brandon Cooks might be
I would take either one of these guys, but I prefer Cooper.
No doubt.
I think Cooks might be the single most overrated player in fantasy heading into the season.
Whoa. That's a very bold statement to throw out there, Mr. Rosen. The single most overrated player heading into the season is Amari Cooper?
I think that's...
Brandon Cooks. Expand on that a little bit more, because you throw a statement out there like that, my listeners have to know what you're talking about.
Well, just on team change alone, you're trying to inflate Cooks' value. So you see him go from one team, the Saints, that struggled, to the best team, the Patriots. You're going to want to think that Tom Brady knows how to use this guy. But the fact is, on Brandon Cooks, is he's more valuable to an offense as a football player than he is to your roster as a fantasy weapon. He's a speedster. He takes the top off of the defense. And aside from a couple of big plays on the Saints last year, Brandon Cooks was a non-factor in a lot of weeks. I think he had a 98-yard touchdown against the Raiders.
Yeah,
and
Rick,
his
Rick,
long
Rick,
touchdown
Rick,
numbers
I,
aren't really
Rick,
there.
Rick, this is a dude that had 117 targets and 8 touchdowns. How is that?
Everybody's getting 100 targets in New Orleans. They don't run the ball.
How is that a non-factor? He scored 18 touchdowns, had almost 1,200 yards and 80 receptions. How is that a non-factor?
It's not a non-factor. It's just the fact that we're looking at a guy playing within a system, playing a role, moving to a different offense, playing a role, and we can't just take those numbers and translate them. You're talking about the most prolific passing offense in NFL history. Drew Brees has more 5,000-yard passing seasons than every quarterback in NFL history combined. You can't just translate those numbers from one team to another. You're going to go to New England, and he's going to split 30 carries between James White and Mike Gillisley. Brandon Cooks is not going to get the same opportunities, whether it be going deep, taking the top off, or coming in slants on the middle. He's just not going to be running the same routes and playing the same role in the offense.
All right. I don't buy it, but you explained it the way you wanted to. I have no problem with it. You know what I'm saying?
If I came here and agreed with you, what fun would that be?
No. You are definitely entitled to your opinion. Yeah. And that makes for good radio. You know, everybody's got to do, you know, everybody's got to look at it their own way, do your own research. I just think Brandon Cook's last two seasons is pretty much his floor there. That's what I expect him to return. And I think bigger and better things can possibly happen. Gronk, I can't project for 16 games.
Of course.
Edelman, okay, you know, Edelman's, you know,
same way.
Fragile too. And this kid,
he's going to play 16.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like this talent. Tom Brady gets a weapon like this. He hasn't had anybody like this since a guy named Randy Moss.
If he's so good, why New Orleans try to get rid of him?
He probably was something in the clubhouse.
You think?
They hate Mark Ingram too. You know what I'm saying? The two